Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Sobering virus numbers.
We're going back to where we were.
Pandemic plagues GOP.
To have a big convention is not the right time.
Benefit boost running out.
I can't express the level of rage that I have.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The CDC has a jarring new projection on coronavirus deaths, as there are now more than 4 million confirmed cases of the virus in this country, numbers shooting up dramatically all this month. Here's CBS's David Begno.
The CDC now predicts there will likely be up to 30,000 new deaths in the United States over the next 3 weeks.
We have a perfect storm.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus believes that delays in testing and the lack of a national mask mandate will keep driving numbers up.
The sad truth is that if we all wear a mask for 3 to 4 weeks, the numbers would plummet.
That is why Sean Canone is taking matters into his own hands.
You don't want someone to be fighting the virus on the street.
Canone's COVID-19 outreach includes temperature checks and handing out masks and sanitizers to people who are homeless.
Not only is it the moral thing to do, it helps stop the spread.
Health officials say cases are surging across the Sun Belt. Alabama set a new record with nearly 2,400 new cases. Louisiana topped 100,000 yesterday. There are signs of progress. The state of Arizona is now seeing its numbers of new cases drop just over 3 weeks after the governor closed bars and gyms again.
The surge of virus cases in Florida has forced a new political reality for the Republican Party, which had planned to hold the showy portion of its presidential nominating convention there next month.
Despite hoping for weeks that he could pull off a massive arena event in Jacksonville, the president is calling it off.
We didn't want to take any chances.
He stood in front of a map showing Florida as a hot spot of COVID spread.
You know, when we chose it, it was not at all hot. It was free.
Mr. Trump says Republican delegates will still gather in Charlotte, North Carolina to nominate him for a second term. He says he may give his acceptance speech online.
We'll have a very nice something. We'll figure it out.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
End of the week, end of the line for the $600 weekly unemployment boost. Jobless New Yorker Britton Foster will now have to get by on $178 a week.
I can't pay my rent on that, our power bill, our car insurance.
The new Republican relief bill calls for enhanced unemployment benefits totaling about 70% wage replacement, but it's not clear when Congress will agree on a new package. With little to suggest it could be effective, the Trump administration pushed through a $21 million contract to study if the main ingredient in the heartburn medication Pepcid could be a COVID-19 treatment. A whistleblower raised issues about it, and now there are allegations of conflict of interest and scientific misconduct. Well, the government's recalling 75 brands of hand sanitizer, warning that the products people may be using to ward off infection are instead making them sick. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says these are not well-known brands, and they may contain something toxic.
At least 11 are dead and more than 30 hospitalized after using contaminated hand sanitizer, many drinking it in the hopes of getting a buzz. The FDA is now investigating. 75 products from Mexico tested positive for methanol or wood alcohol.
Some were sold at major retailers like Costco and Walmart. Now to Portland, Oregon. Protesters on the march just hours after a judge blocked federal agents from arresting or using physical force against protest observers and journalists. There were fires set outside a federal courthouse. Officers again used tear gas. This woman was one of several wearing a helmet and respirator for protection.
This is my first night with a respirator. Left me with a bruise. I got shot with various munitions, and I got shot right in the head after they lit my balloons up with the laser from the top of the building.
A statue of Christopher Columbus was removed by work crews today in Chicago. It had been the scene of protests. Federal agents are headed to that city. The funeral for activist and Congressman John Lewis will be at Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church next Thursday. CBS's Michelle Miller.
There will be a memorial at Troy University where Lewis was denied entry. Lewis's body will then head here to Selma. Of course, the Edmund Pettus Bridge is the scene of the infamous Bloody Sunday, where he was badly beaten during the March to Montgomery. And on Monday and Tuesday, Lewis's body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol building, first in the rotunda and then on the east front steps for public viewing.
China has ordered the U.S. to close its consulate in the city of Chengdu. Retaliation as promised for the U.S. decision to shut down the Chinese consulate in Houston. The foreign ministry blamed the U.S. for breaching international law and harming relations between the two countries. Tropical storm Hanna has formed in the Gulf of Mexico and could be a big weekend rainmaker. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen in New Orleans.
It is spinning in the Gulf of Mexico and getting its act together.
With landfall kind of north of Corpus Christi as we head into Saturday.
Meteorologist Dave Nussbaum says the threat from Louisiana all the way to Texas is heavy rains with the potential for flooding.
Hurricane Douglas poses a threat to Hawaii. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says it could be a factor on Sunday.
It's a Category 4, so this thing is a beast in the Pacific. The good news is it is running out of warm water. So though it's going straight towards Hawaii, it's not going to end up hitting Hawaii as a major hurricane.
Well, the pandemic-delayed Major League Baseball season opened last night in Washington. This fan was outside Nationals Park because, of course, she couldn't go inside.
This is like a small little bit of normalcy.
The players took a knee before the national anthem and paid tribute to Black Lives Matter.
Judge going back, way back, looking up, going, gone, goodbye.
And that's how it sounded with some piped-in crowd noise. Rain shortened the Yankees' 4-1 win over the Nats. Later, the Dodgers beat the Giants 8-1. There's a new album out from Taylor Swift.
I think I've seen this album before.
Folklore dropped overnight. Swift writes on Instagram she wrote and recorded it in isolation. You might like the sound of this particular Louisiana gun exchange program.
A New Orleans musician is offering kids free trumpets in exchange for their guns. Shamar Allen says he'd rather hear the sound of someone learning to play the instrument rather than the sound of gunfire. The unusual exchange program began last week after a 9-year-old boy was shot to death and two teenagers were wounded by gunfire. Allen says he remembers growing up in an area where there was little for young people to do except get in trouble. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
A Tampa TV reporter who's been working overtime during the pandemic took time out to see a doctor after a viewer noticed a lump on her neck. Victoria Price revealed she has cancer and will undergo surgery Monday. That's the CBS World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.